Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It is January 31st, 2022. This is your post-Raw review here at Fightful, brought to you by NordVPN.com/Fightful. Check out NordVPN. Save 70% off your order and get an additional month free. There is so much going on. I haven't been on a show since last Wednesday, but we got Royal Rumble this past weekend. There was a great review there. How about two great reviews? One on Fightful Select, one on Fightful. Denise did her own even, by God. There's so many. We had a ton of Royal Rumble scoops on FightfulSelect.com. And how about this? I'm going to have probably a series of stories over the next couple days on the Royal Rumble that are very interesting. We got Denise with us. Denise, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Sean. Happy to be here. You combed your hair today.
I did. I brushed it. I don't have a comb, but you know,
I was going to say it looks a lot more put together.
I got a haircut last week because I was going out in public. So
okay, you know, but Sean,
being looked at by 30,000 people on any given show, like that we do, any podcast that we do, isn't enough. But you know, if I'm going to go experience people in person, I got to.
So wait, hold on. So you don't mind looking not so great in front of all the people, but in person you want to look bad. That doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't you want to look good both ways?
I work about 10 feet away from my bed in a city of 200 people. And you know what?
Yes, I'm fully aware.
Everybody can deal with it. Guys, let's leave a thumbs up on this video. Let's send super chats. Let's send humper chats. Especially ones like this. Drew Scott says, here's my donation to your Super Bowl fund. As one who witnessed with the Giants, get ready for a roller coaster of emotions you can't imagine come game day. I'll talk about that in a bit. But Joseph says, congrats, SRS, and all of the Bengals faithful. Who day? Buddy, I still feel like somebody's going to come along and say, no, just kidding. Not really. I have never known this feeling. My God. Guys, get in your super chats here on youtube.com/Fightful. You can also get in your humper chats over at humperchats.com. That is a PayPal platform. We would greatly appreciate it. Fightful is publicly funded by people like you. Leave a thumbs up. That stuff really helps. Look at that. Nerd Guru with the Super Bowl fund. Listen, all I got is like $18,000 more, and I'm there.
Wait, are we legitimately sending in Super Chats, and are they going to count towards your Super Bowl fund?
I doubt it, but I wish. I really wish.
Have you like talked about it with anybody in particular?
No, who, Jimmy? No.
Yeah. No. I was going to say, I don't want to call out Jimmy.
I think he made like an offer to that he would front me the money and it would be deducted from future paychecks. And I'm like, I'm trying to buy a house, bro. I can't do that.
What about this? What about a loan with 0% interest?
No. Paid, listen, no? 18 grand? I'm sorry. No, thanks.
It's not 18 grand. I checked. You can get Super Bowl tickets for like 7,000 or less, or didn't go up since then.
And then when
I'm talking the cheap seats though. Like I'm talking nosebleeds.
When you go to checkout, it's $2,000 in processing fees because it's done by a percentage. Oh yeah.
All right. Oh, so yeah. Let's say you get the cheap seats. That's $7,000 plus $2,000 plus everything else that you need to get there. So you at least need like $10,000, maybe more.
I mean, I wouldn't be going alone. I would have more fun.
So then you'd get double, $20,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I get where you're going.
I'd rather buy a car. I'd rather buy a car and own it for that amount. So, sorry.
I mean, the most money I've ever spent on something was $1,000 for tickets, but that was two tickets and it was front row. So,
yeah.
It's not looking good, Sean.
It isn't. Well, I'll be fine watching it with my friends. My God, guys, you guys are sending in plenty of super chats. Chad Zuber says, any truth about Riddle being Rumble fave and hate on Shane? FightfulSelect.com tomorrow. Hate to kind of shill in your super chat, but I'm actively engaged in conversations about this. So I'm still working on it, but I'm going to have, quite frankly, a lot of Royal Rumble scoops over the next couple days because oh boy, was it wild and it was a mess. Shauna says, Sean, you'll feel how I feel after my Red Sox beat the Yankees in the 04 AC or ALCS. The feeling is real. Congrats. It is special. Rob Reed says, congrats, Sean. I was five the last time Bengals were in the Super Bowl. And JK Schwal says, not Raw related, but the toy hunt with All Ego was incredibly funny. Glad you all enjoyed it. I did a toy hunt with Dan Howes and Hornswoggle and Ethan Page. It is over on Ethan Page's YouTube. Please check that out. Denise, thank God somebody gave Dan Howes the rub. I had to get some attention on Dan Howes really badly. That guy just flown completely under the radar. Nobody has noticed him, but thanks to me being on that show, everybody knows who Dan Howes is now.
So you're telling me he has you to thank for becoming All Elite.
Yeah. Okay. So he steals my watch, then he gets signed.
Your watch has magic powers?
Yeah. I can't find it either. I legitimately can't find it. I'm convinced he has stolen it.
Why do you even have a watch, man? Like, who uses watches?
Well, like to measure like workouts and steps and
oh, so you got rate. Like a Fitbit.
Yeah, kind of, pretty much. It's a
Samsung. Okay, well, you made
Galaxy
it seem like
watch.
You had like a boring standard old watch.
No. Anti and Brick says Raw 1500 next month. Do you think WWE make a big deal out of that at all? If I were them, I'd make a big deal out of everything they possibly could, but I don't think that they are, Denise.
They should. I didn't even know Raw 1500 was coming up. When is it? What do you say next? When do you say?
Next month.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even know.
There you go.
So they should make a big deal it. Yeah.
They should. Omar Diaz says, Sean, tell me I'm wrong, but it's 2022 and the only story they can pick up is Goldberg versus Lashley at Mania. Does Goldberg have matches left for this year? He's got one match left on his deal in totality is what he claims. Denise, Veer came. He came so much. He came so hard before the show. I guess you could say he prematurely came because he didn't come on Raw.
I'm sorry, Sean. It doesn't count. It just doesn't count.
You're right. If it's premature, it doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
I'm with you. You can't come prematurely and count, Veer. Valab says, Veer came and WWE told people he's still coming. Based. Cincinnati's just the best city. Veer came in Cincinnati and it got a lot of buzz, but unfortunately it was too early. Maldonado says, any chance Veer coming to Raw on Valentine's Day would be a special occasion for him to come, Denise.
Jesus M. Lord. I don't know what to say anymore about this Veer situation. I feel like I've run out of thoughts. You know what I did think was fun? What could have been funny? Hell, if I was fucking booking Raw today, I probably would have had him come in during the scooter race and been like, move out the way, get the scooter.
Wait.
Dun, 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 dun.
You would have had him what?
The scooter race.
You would have had him come in?
Oh, come on, Sean. Damn.
I found this footage of Veer that I posted on Twitter. Everybody should see it. What a shame. What a shame. I know you couldn't hear that, but it doesn't matter. He comes a lot.
He comes a lot. That he does. Mr. Andrew says, the biggest shock to me from the Rumble is the lack of reaction for people. Compare the reaction of Drew in 2020 to 2022, and Big E got little pop. Well, they haven't given you much of a reason to give him a pop of late. It's a bummer. R26 says, but to that point, like, I was there. There were a lot of people that did get really good pops, but the booking of those matches was just bad. Like, the winners are fine, but the booking was just bad. Lane Dashko says, hey, Sean and Denise, you guys rock. Who's your favorite Bengal, past or present? Does Denise have a favorite football player? From a personal standpoint, it's hard to dislike Andy Dalton. He did a lot of wonderful things for the community of Cincinnati, a lot of charitable things. But, like, as a player, probably A.J. Green or Joe Burrow. Denise, do you have a favorite football player? I think I know who it is.
Yeah, it's Mike White.
Yeah, well, good luck. And Da Train says, congrats, Hollywood. The Jets still suck.
Hey, we still beat the Bengals.
Yeah, good job. Good job. Maybe you'll get a shot at the title after the Bengals win it. Mr. Showtime.
I don't think so, Sean.
Mr. Showtime says, just want everybody to be aware that Danhausen put out an Ass Boys music video. It's golden. Also, Who Day. Yes, indeed. Who Day. R26 says, didn't watch Raw, but a big get well soon to Lio Rush and Riho. And a big middle finger to all the people that both give them unwarranted date. Guys, I promise if you're still making Lio Rush retirement jokes, you are not the first, 1,000th, and they stopped being funny around, I don't know, the 5th or 6th. Get some new material. Demolition Crunch, I get the reference, says, hello, SRS, I've been a fan, sending you my figure. Jay Blood says, very sad that Veer didn't come for all to see. I mean, hey. One day. Well, we did get Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley kicking off WWE Raw, and Brock was out there ready to fight. Brock was out there in his MMA shorts, ready to fight Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley had these sunglasses on, Denise, and there was a masterful camera shot where you could see Bobby Lashley's sunglasses, and you could see Brock almost like a fisheye lens in those. And watching Brock get in somebody's face through those was so cool. I loved watching them just throw each other around the other day. You know, not a clean finish, so they can always go back to it. But I like at least the tease of this, even though Brock said, no, I'm going after Reigns. But by the way, hey, I'm going to come get your title at Elimination Chamber because I'm in it.
All right. Well, I'll be completely honest with you.
does that infer or insinuate that you are not always completely honest with us?
I mean, I sugarcoat a couple of things. You know, I don't want to just be like negative Nancy or positive. I can't
Polly.
Think. Yeah, there you go. Positive Polly. So, you know, I say what I say.
You sure do.
I feel bad for Bobby Lashley in this, man. The finish for the Royal Rumble match, I thought, kind of made everybody look really dumb. And I already talked about that on my post show, so I won't go off on that anymore. But I will say that today, when you have Brock Lesnar coming out and basically making a whole lot of sense, you cannot argue with the fact that Brock Lesnar said that Bobby Lashley is only champion because of Roman Reigns. On top of that, he basically says, like, I ain't mad at you. He explains the Rumble rules for, like, what's... He made the Royal Rumble seem very confusing, by the way. But he basically...
The booking was...
Yeah. So he basically, first of all, the booking was already bad for the finish, right? It made Bobby Lashley look dumb that he essentially only won with the help of Roman Reigns. And then you have Brock Lesnar bringing it up here today on Raw. And then you basically have him saying, like, you're not really, like, the main person that I want to wrestle at WrestleMania. So for me, I thought it made Bobby Lashley look like a big, giant dork. Like, I'm sorry, but I like Bobby Lashley a whole lot. I don't think he deserves this kind of, you know, placement and all of this. And giving back, like, even before the match, you had Brock Lesnar essentially, like, you know, basically poking fun at him that he wasn't anybody, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, you can't argue too much of that because, you know, WWE only did so much with Bobby Lashley. And obviously he's not at the level of Brock Lesnar. But when you have him win in that fashion and then you basically have him coming out here and Brock Lesnar's basically saying, like, you don't really matter, kid. And you're really only here because of Roman Reigns. It makes Bobby Lashley look really bad here, which makes me not care about him being champion, which thus makes me not care about the championship belt. So for me, it's sad, but this is really, I only see Bobby Lashley as a transitional champion. And it kind of bothers me because he was, you know, a pretty good champion when he had the belt. And even afterwards, I still thought that they treated him with some respect. And then from there, like, it just, and even that day one match, I thought that Bobby Lashley looked phenomenal in that. So I'm thinking, like, why we got to drop the ball on Bobby Lashley here? Like, at least make me feel like there's still something there to value for Bobby Lashley story-wise, you know? So for me, I wasn't necessarily completely sold on this. And then obviously, you know, we'll talk about the chamber and all of that.
If they put the title back on Lesnar and get to just where they were already and do that as a way to be like, well, nobody else won the Rumble, so we can do our title unification. And that would be so goddamn lame. It would be the lamest thing. And one of the biggest wastes of one of the biggest pay-per-views. But Nerd Guru says that chamber match is going to hump, but why put Brock in it? I get he has a reason, but it still makes no sense. Like, focus on one title. I agree. I think that with WWE, especially as bad as their shows generally are, you need as many stakes as possible. I don't think consolidating the titles is a good idea. I didn't like it when it was Becky and Charlotte and Ronda doing it. I don't like it now. I just don't. I think that let one person go after one title, at least one top title. I do think the match is going to be incredible. I think the match is going to be great. Oh man, I got a problem with that.
I just feel like I could be obviously be wrong here, but I really do think that they're going to have Brock Lesnar win the Elimination Chamber. I would be shocked, honestly, if he didn't win the Elimination Chamber here, but I don't really feel like they need to do the title for the title versus title. Like, I get it. It adds more, you know, pizzazz to it, but is it really needed?
No.
Not necessarily. And so I think that Elimination Chamber, the outcome of that is going to obviously be huge because we're going to kind of get an idea of whether or not they really are going to unify those titles or if they're not going to unify those titles. And I like having the separate titles. I don't mind it whatsoever, but man, this is going to be pretty interesting, I think.
Tom Brady says, do you think that Roman stays away from Saudi? That's why Lesnar is in the chamber. Yeah, probably. I would have thought that he was going to face Seth Rollins, but considering that Rollins is in the chamber, maybe not. And again, I'm okay with Rollins being in the chamber without qualifying because of the nature of how his match ended and the fact that Adam Pearce should have already just said, hey, we're making good for his screwed up title match before. I kind of wish they would have made Brock qualify, and hear me out. He should have qualified by beating up Dom really bad. It should have been a complete
poor Dominic. Sean, he already got enough burial today. Like, even I feel bad for Dominic after today's burial.
I would have loved it. I would have loved it if Brock Lesnar was like, I've secured a qualifying match against Dominic Mysterio. You know, the crowd would have loved it. They would have loved it.
So fucked up.
He would have just been laughing hysterically the whole time. They should have done it.
Yeah, but it's just, yeah, anyways, continue on.
Friend Adam Pearson says, love you guys. Have some money. We love you, Adam. You're awesome. Roxas Vanita says, Brock spent a month telling us that Lashley doesn't matter and WWE booking made him right. Way to build a star. I didn't have that much of a problem with the finish.
It was so dumb. I could break it down for you, Sean, if you need me to.
No, I don't need you to. We've spent plenty of time on that. But I would have had less of a problem with it if WWE didn't do shit like that all the time. If this was a rarity, if this was an exception instead of the rule, I would have probably been like, hell yeah, that was a good finish. But unfortunately, it happens all the time, even though not in this particular instance. So it's just one of those situations I assumed somebody was going to lose the title. And I think my expectations, my already low expectations, were met in that situation. And I could think of worse things for Bobby Lashley than him pinning Brock Lesnar to begin with. But
I just don't get it. If you're going to do title versus title, like, we didn't have to go through all of this. We didn't. I mean, you might as well just have.
That's what I said.
If we're going to do title versus title, it doesn't make sense to have gone through seeing Brock Lesnar lose against Bobby Lashley and then seeing him win the Rumble. That could have gone some other direction. It seems like too much to get to, you know, where we're probably maybe going to get to.
Anti and Brick says, who do you think has a legit chance out of the Elimination Chamber contestants? Also thought Raw was pretty decent tonight. Best of luck with the Bengals. I thought Raw was all right tonight as well. I look at this and I think maybe Rollins has an okay chance. I think Brock has the best chance. And
see, I saw this differently.
Go ahead.
Well, you're saying Seth Rollins and Brock, right? Well, I say Brock, and then after Brock, I don't know, based on like what you know what was coming out today about the reports about Riddle possibly winning the Rumble. That's part of me makes me think like maybe Riddle, but if not Riddle, fangirl Denise would probably go with AJ, but that ain't happening. So
we've got Nerd Drew saying Roman versus Drew in Saudi then. Maybe that might make sense. I can tell you one thing. Drew McIntyre beat Madcap Moss and Corbin in a tag team match a couple months ago. Then he beat Moss in a singles match. Then he came back and eliminated both of them from the Royal Rumble and then beat the living shit out of them. So to me, the feud should be over. But Denise, they're going to wrestle. They're going to wrestle a lot. So I think it's going to be that. JoJo says WWE should be in timeout for that Rumble. Yeah, it was not good. Ricardo says, to be honest, I watched Raw for the trash fire it is. I didn't think it was that bad tonight.
It wasn't. There was actually a lot of good wrestling on the show. I don't think there was not really like a bad match on the show.
Which that's the thing. I can usually count on my hand the number of like actively bad WWE matches in a month. It's just that they minimize what matters so often that it ends up not mattering. Like, why couldn't Rollins have qualified? Why couldn't have Brock just F5'd somebody one time to qualify? Like, that's it? And then you can build up, Brock Lesnar wrestled on Raw. Okay. Do it, know. F5.
With people just entering themselves, I'm like, all right, if anybody's just going to enter themselves, all right, you know, it'd be Brock Lesnar, right? But I get it. I get the comedy aspect of just saying, well, I'm going to beat up some dork. And hey, all of a sudden I'm in the qualifying match.
Ricardo says, Bengals versus Rams, LFG. I'm so excited, buddy. No thanks says, 3-hour show, yet Priest wasn't booked at all. And Christopher Hart says, any reason why WWE cooled on Priest at one point really thought he was going to get the belt at Mania. I didn't. But since they have adjusted his character to be what it is, it has not been good. It has not been good. He has done everything that he can to make it as digestible as possible. He's great in the ring, but man, this character just isn't it. I think either just letting him be him or letting him be a heel would be the better options, but this is not it. But also in this day and age, just because somebody's not on the show doesn't mean necessarily something bad happened. Like, you never know what could be going on with him. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, the Royal Rumble showcase was not very good for him, though.
No.
They had the elimination for Damian Priest was god-awful. God-awful.
Yeah, it was not what it should have been. Like, there were... I looked at his run in the Rumble, like 11 minutes, no eliminations. All right, whatever. J-Sop says, as a Browns fan, can't believe I'm doing this, but I hope to know the feeling one day. Veer will probably come first. Good luck, Sean. Jonathan Hedman says, oh no, they wouldn't have a no contest Elimination Chamber finish, would they? Anyway, you guys are the best.
Can they? No. Well, no.
We used to think that about Hell in a Cell.
No, don't remind me.
Right?
No.
Anti and Brick says, any chance Rollins could get involved in Roman Brock? Really loving the Seth stuff of late. Just don't know how they continue Seth and Roman now. To me, I think that would be a good wrench to throw in. Like, we talk about all the history. What has more history than Seth Rollins joining that match? I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I don't think it's going to happen. Nikki, ASH. So, Denise.
Yes.
You know how I do my interviews. I spread them out.
Yes.
Over the next few weeks, you're going to be seeing an interview with myself and Nikki, ASH.
Uh-huh.
in which we discuss your stance on her conversation with Rhea Ripley.
All right.
And Nikki likes you an awful lot.
Uh-huh.
And she sided with you, of course, because you all don't know what it's like to have friends and have private conversations and, you know, be respectful and the like. But I am under the impression now that you and Nikki A.S.H. are a part of a league of supervillains. That is my stance on the situation. But I gotta say, I
wouldn't be opposed to it.
I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit. Afterwards, after the interview, Nikki was like, "Is that a work? Is you burying Denise a work?" And I was like, "Yes, it is. It is. She's such a sweetheart.
You probably made her feel like uncomfortable by putting her on the spot.
She loved it. She loved it. She was wonderful. But she is a supervillain. You know what, are a supervillain.
I'm sorry, but I need to sell you something right now. Stop mentioning me in these interviews. You already did it with the inspiration. Uh-huh. And now with Nikki A.S.H., can you not?
Sorry, I can't hear you. You're muted. What were you saying?
Do you want to tell the people before this show? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Before the show went on the air, what was it?
When you muted yourself and you even had to exit and come back because you didn't know you were muted.
That's not true. You're fake news. I am the most reliable wrestling news reporter online. People trust me. You are like Homelander. You're a fake good guy who is actually a jerk, a villain. That's you.
I am so upfront about being a jerk.
And that's why Rhea Ripley beat the villain, Nikki A.S.H. I like this match. I loved the finish. That was a hell of a riptide. I like this an awful lot. You know they're going to continue it. And also, I got to say, Nikki A.S.H.'s Royal Rumble moment was one of my favorites that I've seen. Her and Mighty Molly, I loved that spot. But,
okay, so... Wait, was this match announced ahead of time? Did I miss something?
I don't think so. I never pay attention to what's announced. I show up at 7:35 and I post the rundown on Fightful Select. Subscribe now. And that's about it.
All right. Well, anyways, I wasn't sure if this match was announced or not because I thought that it should have been a bigger deal considering that they were former tag team champions and coming in and, you know, wrestling each other one-on-one. I did think it should have been made a bigger deal. I don't recall seeing it announced or anything ahead of time unless I missed it. But the match itself, I did like the match. I thought there was a lot of things that were good. I loved the suit. I thought Rhea Ripley looked great in this because she was executing like a lot of like, you know, her big moves and whatnot. So I did like that. I liked when Nikki A.S.H. essentially had her trapped in the ring apron and then she's like literally just going to town, like attacking the living hell out of her. I really liked that spot. And then I pretty much just kind of, I love the finish too, obviously with the riptide. That was really good, really nicely executed as well. But it kind of feels like, I know you say this is going to continue, but given that Rhea Ripley already pinned her, like to me, like there's no reason why this should continue. Like there's no reason at all.
I agree. Alexa Bliss is in therapy. I'm going to have more on this in the coming days. I know I teased that last week, but I had to wait until after the Rumble and after tonight to kind of see, and it did give me some useful information. Nurguru says NXT Rhea and Nikki would have been a takeover classic. Yes, it would have been. How are you feeling about the Alexa Bliss therapy skits, segments? I thought these were probably the better ones that I've seen.
Why? Because she didn't do any of her magic and she didn't throw stuff around.
Correct.
Come on. Lame. This was okay. But I really have to put over Alexa Bliss here because when she was looking at Lily, damn, she kind of broke my heart. Like, no lie. She was looking at Lily. She's like, you know, like the saddest face ever. Like, I need to practice that face whenever I need, like, to guilt somebody. I need to practice that face that Alexa Bliss made because it made me feel bad. But my favorite thing in this whole therapy session was the therapist casually when he brings in the replica Lily doll and, you know, wants her to like share those emotions with the replica Lily doll. He says like, it's just a replica, but this is the one that I got on WWEshop.com. It killed me. I legitimately let out some loud laughs because I It was hilarious. Kudos. I love that part. But other than that, there's really nothing much to add in regards to this.
RachelSelect.com. I'll have some more news on it this week. Miz versus Dominic. Now they did, they wasted an incredible amount of time on WWE Raw over the last month, Denise, showing us Street Profits, Dominic, Ray. And then what happens? Street Profits aren't in there in the Rumble with Dominic or Ray. And Ray isn't in there with Dominic. What a waste of time. An incredible waste of time. However, I got to put over the finish of this match. Miz runs into the ropes and fakes falling down and gets Ray ejected from ringside, which I love that. I love that. But my thing is like, well, why would he do that? Because Ray ain't going to bother him. Well, it's to distract Dominic because Dominic's a dumbass kid, or at least that's what they say. And he gets hit with the skull-crushing finale and pinned. Denise, you hate everything. Tell me why you hated this.
I don't hate everything, damn. You're making me sound terrible.
You are. Anyways,
I feel so bad for Dominic. Bro, he got buried so badly in that freaking title card. What do you call those damn title thing? Not the, what do you call those? The things that they put on the side. Like, they're not the lower thirds, but those things that they come out in the side where they show, like, name the plate? Information. Whatever. So, on his little nameplate thing, it literally said, son of Rey Mysterio. Okay, fine. But still, like, there's nothing else to add to that. And then the bottom, got eliminated by Happy Corbin in the Royal Rumble. And I'm thinking to myself, tell people this person means nothing without telling people that this person means nothing. I felt so bad for Dominic. Like, it was a very, very sad little, like, why would you root for this guy? Like, it was so sad. I felt bad for him.
Like the finish, I don't think Dominic should be on Raw right now unless he's tagging with his dad.
While I'm here, I hated the finish too. I'm sorry, but like, you don't do a Rey Mysterio dirty like that. I'm sorry. I'm out on this.
Jesse,
put more respect on the Mysterio name, at least for Rey.
Jesse says, why doesn't Dominic come out to his own music even though Rey comes out to the ring with him because his music hits? Because they want you to think that Rey is about to come out, so you'll pop, and they make you think that Dominic is over. There you go. Bianca Belair versus Carmella, a bit of backstage news. This was supposed to happen last week, and then late in the show, they changed it to, or late in the afternoon, they changed it to Zelina. This match happened. Bianca wins. It is a very straightforward match. I am so over the Carmella gimmick that she's got right now. Carmella always does the best with whatever she's given, but there's no best at what she's being given. This is getting to Madcap Moss, Happy Corbin territory to where no matter what she does, you're not going to be able to do anything with it. We get it. She's wearing a mask to protect her face. We get it. She's hot. That's the gimmick. If you didn't know, she says it a bunch of times during every match. Bianca wins with a good-looking KOD. They're keeping her strong. I reported on FightfulSelect.com this past week that as of last Monday, when I reported that Ronda Rousey was coming back, the planned programs were Rousey and Charlotte and Bianca and Becky for WrestleMania. As of last week, a lot of things can change. Any thoughts on this match and the direction for Bianca?
They gave Carmella a lot in this match, actually, but nobody was buying that she would defeat Bianca Belair. I have to agree, the mask thing needs to be done with. I hate it. I hate the mask thing. It makes me cringe every time. And this is the reason why I hate it so much more is because Carmella has such a fun personality. And I feel if they let her show that personality, you know, and we've seen it before, obviously. It's like, it's okay. We could do that again, you know? Like, we don't have to do this whole, like, mask thing. It drives me nuts.
JW Pringle says, off topic, can we get an update on Wild Boy, please? Our friend Dwayne, Wild Boy, has had a rough go of it. He's had some really, really bad kidney issues that emanated from COVID. His furnace went out in the last week. On my Twitter, at Sean Ross App, there is a tweet pinned where you can help him get a new furnace, pay his medical bills. I encourage you guys to donate to that. He did an episode of Grappling with Grief with Jimmy Van to talk about a lot of the loss he's experienced over the last couple of years. Please help out our friend Wild Boy. He has been incredible to us and a great guy. Please show him a little love. I'll actually, right now, I'm going to post the GoFundMe link in the chat, and I'll make it the pinned tweet right now. So if you guys want to help out, I encourage you to do so. Vasily says, watch the toy hunt video last night. Such a great episode with all four of you guys playing off of each other. That taker was just ridiculous. You should do another episode together. It was awesome. I do an interview with Danhausen every time that I'm in the in the same area as him. I've known Ethan Page for quite a while, and this is my first time hanging out with Hornswoggle.
What? I like that you were going to say every time we're in the same territory together.
Well, we are. If we're within like 2 hours of each other, I drive to him and do an interview like anytime. Chad says, honest question for both of you. I get they want Mania to be huge with big names. Do you think it's a big FU to other talent? Other talent sure thinks so, Denise. That's part of the conversations I've been having with a lot of these stories that are going to be dropping on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on FightfulSelect.com. One talent was like, we just feel like nothing matters. And it's a long time talent, so that's pretty heartbreaking. No Thanks says, heard that Shane had plans for WrestleMania. Any chance his match will be against Theory? Well, let's talk about that match. He ends up facing Kevin Owens. That makes an awful lot of sense, Denise, that Shane McMahon would go after Austin Theory, who's become Vince McMahon's new favorite son. Well, I mean, kind of. Shane McMahon can't even get a happy birthday from Vince on Twitter. Meanwhile, Austin Theory is getting FaceTime with him every week.
Man, I mean, instantly the second that I saw or heard rather that Shane was in the Rumble, I knew this was the direction that this was mainly going to go to. Like, I just feel like we're definitely going to be seeing Shane McMahon versus Austin Theory. And I hate to say it, right? But unfortunately, it kind of makes sense because of what we've been seeing on Monday Night Raw. And given the fact that, again, every single week that we get these like segments with Vince and Austin Theory, I'm always like, oh, I always think it's the last one. And then we continue getting more. And I'm like, why do we keep getting them? Where are we going with this? Like every week, it's an entirely different thing. Like, every single week, I think something different about this. And so now, what else is there? At least give me a payoff to this. But to be honest, I don't want to see it. Like, I don't want to see Shane McMahon versus Austin Theory. And based on what I saw from the Rumble, I don't want to see it.
I tell you what, there's a lot of stuff based on the Rumble that I don't want to see, and we're going to get into that. Kevin Owens is doing the KO show with Seth Rollins, his best buddy, and Seth Rollins drops on him, hey, I'm in the chamber, and I don't have to qualify. And KO's like, hey, you should stand up for me and say, unless Kevin's in it, I'm not going to do it. And Rollins is like, no. Now, I want to say it is kind of funny. Like Kevin Owens has said in the past, he's not a sports guy, a big sports guy. You can tell he probably doesn't follow a lot of American football. He did not understand what the Who Day chants were in Cincinnati. For those of you asking, no, of course I didn't go to Raw. Why would I do that? But Rollins knew because Rollins, unfortunately, cries every Sunday because the Bears suck. But this leads to maybe a little dissension between Owens and Rollins because Rollins won't stand up for Owens. Do you think we go towards them teaming at WrestleMania, them facing each other at WrestleMania, or will this just get completely abandoned?
I think it's just going to get completely abandoned. I don't think that this is – I like them as friends because they're really funny together. Yeah. And I would like to see them obviously do something together in terms of whatever, whether it's continuing to tag or, you know, do these singles matches. I don't really care, but I kind of just feel like this whole thing's going to be abandoned, this little tiny rift. I think it was really just to basically transition into the actual qualifying match itself.
Well, we got the match. It was pretty good. Austin Theory gets a straight up win over Kevin Owens. Surprised me a little bit, but I mean, and part of me thinks, oh, well, maybe it shouldn't. He's on screen with Vince McMahon. Yeah, but I mean, part of it's been that he's been a screw up of late. However, Vince is trying to like right the ship. He's showing him some tough love, all that stuff. But I mean, last week he lost to AJ Styles. He's kind of 50-50'd with Finn Balor. He lost to AJ via DQ earlier this month.
Had no standouts in the Rumble whatsoever. Given the fact that he has all this FaceTime with Vince McMahon, damn, give the guy a couple of eliminations. I'm not the biggest Austin Theory fan, but like, damn, get him over by getting him a couple of eliminations. Bro, he didn't even get not one elimination.
I agree.
I can't tell you anything that I remember from Austin Theory in this Rumble.
So since the beginning of November, he's won one match via pinfall. One match. Now, I get that a lot of that time he's been on screen with Vince, but...
Was it the Jeff Hardy one?
No, that was the month before, actually. I think it was Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah. But, that was depressing. I tried to block that out of my head.
But, like, he lost by DQ to Styles. He lost to Styles. I think he lost to Big E in that title match. Because if you remember, it was the egg match. He lost that one. He lost at Survivor Series, I'm pretty sure. No, the Team Raw won at Survivor Series. But, like, in a singles capacity, he lost to Ray via DQ, or maybe Ray beat him by DQ, but he didn't get the pin, whichever. He's got one pinfall win the last 2 or 3 months. But as long as they're putting them in qualifying matches, I'm all right with them winning a qualifying match to get in. But yikes, like, maybe make somebody feel special to some degree.
So now Vince McMahon looks dumb. Like, why is he, wasting his time with Austin Theory, a guy who hasn't even gotten very many wins?
I think he's trying to unlock his potential, so to speak. I think that's the story.
That's the story?
I think so.
Last week, I thought he was checking him out, man. I've been confusing this story this every single week.
Super Pony said, Kevin re-signed to lose clean to Theory. Yikes.
Yeah.
And Matt McClure says Seth should have taken some time away and Roman should have beat the crazy out of him and he comes back as a massive face. I disagree. I think if you change what Seth Rollins is, he's not over anymore. This is what they do every time, Denise. This guy is so good, Seth Rollins, that he gets over every year. At least one time he gets over every year and then they change something about him and then it's just like, okay, womp.
I don't understand. I feel like Kevin Owens for me is always over. Like, he's always the guy that just puts on good stuff. Like, this match was good because of Kevin Owens. That cannonball that he did to Theory on the freaking barricade was phenomenal. The swanton, the moonsault. I mean, everything that he was doing in this match was so great. It bums me out. I'm sorry. It bums me out seeing him lose to Austin Theory.
KE775 says, do you think there will be a second chamber match? Are you surprised they aren't revisiting Seth versus Roman in Saudi? Maybe SummerSlam. Yes, I'm surprised that Roman versus Seth wasn't saved for WrestleMania in the future, to be honest with you. But I'm very surprised. I don't think there will be a second chamber match. I think they'll do one. John Blaine says, could you see Theory go for the U.S. title? Yes, I could. That makes sense as a feud for Damian Priest.
God, I forgot who U.S. champion was. I was sitting here thinking, please don't ask me who U.S. champion is. I forgot.
There you go. We had Angelo Dawkins beating Dolph Ziggler. This was an Angelo Dawkins showcase. He got a ton of offense. Another bit of backstage news. This was supposed to be Montez Ford based on the late rundowns, and then it switched. So I'm wondering who clued Vince into the fact that Angelo Dawkins was from Cincinnati, because that's probably that is 100% why they did it. And good. They gave Angelo Dawkins a win in front of his hometown crowd. He faced a good worker. His offense looked really good. He is very underrated in the ring, which is understandable when you're standing next to Montez Ford, who possesses just unlimited charisma and upside and athleticism. I thought this was harmless. Give the hometown guy a win. Street Profits cheer. They dance. They do their thing. There you go.
Yep. I don't really have anything else additionally to add to this other than I think because this match happened immediately after the Kevin Owens Austin Theory one, I did kind of think like, man, why couldn't why couldn't any of these guys be in that match with Austin Theory, have Austin Theory defeat one of them so that he could go into, qualify or whatever. So for me, Angelo Dawkins looks great, but he always looks great. I think, because Montez Ford is obviously the flashier one and, he gets all the attention for his awesome frog splash. I think sometimes you forget that Angelo Dawkins has, brings his thing too, So, yeah.
Angelo Dawkins finds some success in his home region. And you can always be in your home region when you're using NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. A lot of the times when you travel, your own TV plan is region blocked. You can't access your local channels, not with NordVPN.com. Not only that, if you're a big UFC pay-per-view buyer, you can subscribe to BT Sport when you use NordVPN.com/Fightful. Not available without that. It'll end up paying for itself. You end up paying $3 a month with NordVPN.com/Fightful. When you save all that money on your pay-per-views, You access content from over 59 different countries by changing your virtual location for one with just one click. Man, you're saving money by getting this service. NordVPN.com/Fightful. If you're traveling a lot too, you're using unsecure airport, restaurant, Wi-Fi. Public Wi-Fi is a hotbed for hackers to steal your data. This can give you a whole lot of peace of mind while you're traveling. You can use NordVPN on your phone, laptop, iPad, all that good stuff, and unlock those region-blocked shows, services, all that good stuff. Your internet traffic is routed through a secure, encrypted tunnel that protects your data and your privacy, and you can use NordVPN on up to 6 devices, your laptop, your phone, your smart TV, your iPad, even your router. All of your devices are protected. NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can also use that code Fightful if you prefer. 70% off plus an additional month free. Go to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Get a 2-year plan plus one additional month with a huge discount. And how about this? Janice.
Yes, go VPN.
NordVPN. 30-day money-back guarantee. If NordVPN is not for you, there is no risk at all. You may say, Sean, you're giving them an awful lot of love. Well, you know what? They've given us an awful lot of love. I would greatly appreciate it if you guys would go to NordVPN.com/Fightful. No thanks, sis. So has the Priest and Owens feud ended? Yes, it has. As of now, until Vince remembers that he liked it and then does it again. Kate says, just a heads up, Sean, the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. Denise, did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I was tagged in like a 50-year-old tweet.
Yeah, yeah. Volob says, peekaboo, Denise. Normhausen says, you two are the universal champions of my heart. Well, you know what? We're doing a unification. There can only be one. He says, Brock is definitely winning at Sands of Time. Go to shop.fightful.com and get your Sands of Time shirt. Do you know the reference, Denise?
Yeah, you tell me every year, and every year I forget.
Then you don't know.
Oh, go for it.
The original name for...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I remember now. I remember the story.
What was it? What was the original name?
Sands. What was it? Sands of Time?
That's not how you remember. Say it. That's not how you say it.
Oh, I don't want to say it.
Say it, Denise.
No, you say it.
Do it. Say Sands of Time. Do it.
It makes me nervous. Come I don't on. Like doing
Why?
Voices.
Do it.
I don't like it.
Come on, Denise.
I don't want to.
Volob says, Denise... The U.S. champion is the Damien. Got a lot of people asking about Veer. When Veer finally shows up, I want people to chant, come forever.
Dude, I just remember who your new haircut reminds me of. Holy, okay. Wait, I got to pull him up. Continue on. I'm remembering now. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Normhausen says, not Raw related, but you should make time for the Jade interview on Grapsody. Yes, Grapsody this past Saturday interviewed Jade Cargill. For 30 minutes, go check that out, guys. The guys at Grapsody do great. I got to hang out with Will and Phil this past weekend, which was a total blast. We were eating Papa John's pizza at like 2 a.m. in St. Louis. Sands of Timination Chamber. JW Pringle says, FYI, the Wild Boy GoFundMe goal has been met. It has been met. He could always use a little extra. He's having a rough go of it. Bryson Yee says, that's one of the best interviews I've ever seen. Those three guys, Will, Phil, and Reg, kill it every single Saturday. What
name? Okay, I remember. Sorry, it's because I couldn't remember the character's name. Uncle Marty from Problem Child.
Uncle Marty.
Uncle Marty from Problem Child. It's the guy from freaking Seinfeld. He plays the character Uncle. You've never seen Problem Child? Okay,
yeah,
so when you turn to the side, you
Kramer.
Have this,
Kramer.
Yeah, Kramer. But you remind me of Uncle Marty from Problem
Buddy,
Child.
His is way higher than mine.
Like turn to the side. It's the exact same haircut.
Maybe.
If you put the outfit on, you will literally be freaking Uncle Marty from the Problem Child.
You know who you remind me of?
No.
Someone who got muted. AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio is better in 2022 than he was in 2012. This guy, like, just, he's so freaking smooth. Like, the transition.
He's Rey goddamn Mysterio, of course.
I know, but I mean, like, 10 years ago, he's wrestling in the baggy pants with knee braces, getting booed when he comes out for the Royal Rumble. I'm not going to say he wasn't good, but he's better than he was then. And it just makes me happy to see. When they announced this match, I was stoked. When it had stakes, I was even more stoked. I love this. This is a good match, another good match. AJ Styles getting the win here made an awful lot of sense to me. What do you think of it?
I thought the exact same thing, man. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, the second that they announced AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio, I was like, hell yeah, this is actually going to be that a match that I'm legitimately looking forward to. And I was expecting AJ Styles to win. AJ Styles should have won, and he did, obviously. But regardless, I thought that it was a good match. But it just really bums me out, man. Like, I'm sorry, but I just really think that Rey Mysterio deserves, like, way more respect, man. They need to go out. They need to do more with him. Like, this whole Miz stuff, I didn't like. Everything that they've been doing, like, with him and the Dominic storyline, I haven't been loving. I just think that there needs to be more respect for Rey Mysterio.
I think they need to do a one last run, top run with him. Like, it's okay if he's around for 4, 5, 6, however long more years. But I think, like, they could, even if it's not his last run, they could do one where he's like, I don't know how much longer I got. I want to win the title again. And everybody loves Rey. Everybody loves Rey. I talked to AJ Styles about how he's feeling and stuff. And he said to me this past week, he was like, man, when I got to hang it up, I'm going to feel okay about it. He's like, there's nothing I haven't done and I'm okay with it. And I feel great about it. This match, he's still killing it. Like, the finish was outstanding. And I love AJ being in this match because AJ has been up until really the last year, he's always had like some kind of push. Like, he's never been like just so far down the card. You're like, oh my God, what are they doing with that AJ Styles? So he's definitely a dark horse for Elimination Chamber. I don't think he's winning that though.
Bro, he got eliminated by Madcap Moss. I've given up all hope on AJ Styles. Oh God,
that was embarrassing.
That killed me.
That was embarrassing. That was stupid.
It was the worst. I don't even, like, I'm sorry. Like, I get it. AJ's making great money. But damn, bro, if I was AJ Styles, I would have gone full fucking diva mode and been like, hell of effing no. Like, this ain't going to happen. This ain't going to go down. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a company guy and he's going to do what he does. And he gets paid, you know, tons of money. So, you know what? Maybe if I were getting paid that kind of money, I probably wouldn't say anything. Yeah. But, like, damn, that was really bad. It killed me.
Jay Larkin says, Rey and AJ put on a clinic. Love the match. Can't wait for AJ versus Edge at Mania, hopefully. Congrats on the Bengals. Sean, Joe Burrow is the coldest QB alive right now. Yes, he is. Channel 100 says, so I have to ask, are there any Liv Morgan plans? Not that I've heard of. She was on Main Event tonight. He says, I also love the myth with Rey that you posted about. So you know how Rey always goes up and puts his head up to a fan and says something to them?
Mm-hmm.
There was a Reddit user years back that said when he was little, Rey did that and then said to him, do something with your life, you little bitch.
No, I don't believe it. No,
I don't either.
No, I don't believe it. No,
I don't either, but I hope that it was true.
Why? That would be such a terrible thing to do to a child.
It'd be amazing. Shut up.
No, ruining a child's young hopes and dreams.
Encouraging them, Denise. Encouraging that little bitch.
Say that again?
He said, do something with your life, you little bitch.
Oh, okay. No, but still, that's a terrible thing. That's a terrible way to say it.
Positive reinforcement. Anti-Embrick says, how many people in the roster are against being in Saudi? Plenty of them don't want to, but the money.
Wait, did he say it in English or in Spanish?
I don't know.
Because if he said it in Spanish, I could buy it more. It sounds more positive in Spanish than it does in English.
Of course, I know that. I speak great Spanish. Maddie B. Rasslin says, my half-brother is a lifelong Bengals fan. His dad passed away this weekend, and seeing him in tears when the Bengals won was such a moment. Love it. Oh, so sorry to hear that. Glad that your half-brother got to experience that, though. It was a special moment for all of us, but I would imagine even more so. I'm Just Joe says, I really hope they unify the titles. The WWE title feels so secondary, especially the way Roman just threw it on the ground at the Rumble. Plus, Bobby feels like Roman Light to me. Joe, you do not watch both of these shows every week, or else you would not want these titles unified. I am convinced. Louise is trying to give me stuff to read in Spanish. I'm not going to do that. Not going to do that, buddy.
Please do it. Please. Guys, send in super chats.
No, because I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't want to say something offensive in Spanish when I'm about to launch Fightful Select Español. And that is a shoot. I am. But
I can't with you, Sean.
I am. I really am.
Yeah, and you should. It's an untapped market.
I know. I found out somebody was trying to give away Fightful Select scoops on videos in Espanol. And I said, you know what? We're just going to do it ourselves.
Damn, I should have done that. I should have freaking you would have never known.
Well, I mean, somebody told me.
But, how long did this person get away with it?
About 2 hours.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like 2 years or something. I was like, oh.
Haz algo con tu vida, cabrón.
Oh, haz algo con tu vida, cabrón.
See,
it sounds
said.
Better in Spanish.
That's exactly what I said. What the hell?
Yeah, that's better. Because if you say it in English and call somebody a little bitch, like, that's not cool.
There's a scooter race, Denise. I love everything about this stupid shit. I love it. I love it. I love Chad Gable showing up in a speed suit. He has a nod to Danny McBride in Pineapple Express, and he says, makes me more aerodynamic when I scoot. He's trying to get a drink later on from Otis. Meanwhile, Riddle gets one from the Street Profits. Gable falls down around the end because it's a 50-lap race. So this threads in and out of the show. I adored this, Denise. It was so stupid. I just enjoyed it a lot. And then Gable wins, by the way. He does a victory lap around Riddle before he wins and then crosses the line. And R-Truth is waving the checkered flag, which to me is the greatest thing.
I liked it. I think it could have been executed a lot better. And by that, I mean...
You're the expert scooter rider.
Look, this is what triggered me.
Oh, do you ride around? Like, when we go to those wrestling shows, do you ride around on those bird scooters that every town has?
Hell no, I ain't no dork.
Oh, do it.
I drive a car.
Denise.
Like an adult.
Me and you, sometime in 2022, are going to race scooters.
I would kick your ass, dude. I'm really...
No!
See, here's the thing about me. Like, I would so kick your ass. I just know it. Hey, do you know how to rollerblade?
No, I don't, actually.
Oh, I could rollerblade really good.
We are going to do the Sean versus Denise Olympics eventually.
Yeah, can we rollerblade? Because I could rollerblade really good.
You can. I will fail. And you know what? That'll be an event for you.
Okay, Kate, but...
Kate says, no me gusta nada. Interesting that Kate's speaking Spanish instead of Japanese, since she is our Joshi expert. Well, this scooter race leads to Otis versus Riddle, and Riddle ends up getting the win, and it's turned into a qualifying match. So Riddle is now in the chamber. So this chamber match has Lashley, Lesnar, Seth freaking Rollins, Riddle, Styles, and Theory. Denise, that Elimination Chamber match is going to...
Here's my question, Sean. Why am I even on this show? You didn't even let me finish my thought.
Muted. What thought?
I was about to tell you why I didn't like the way it was executed.
Oh, why wasn't it executed?
I didn't even get to finish what I was saying.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So my issue with this was, you know, they're promoting a scooter race, okay? Mm-hmm. If I see a race, I want to see start to finish. That's the whole exciting part. It's exciting to see people go at it and like race. That's the point to me. So I get that they did 50 laps. Okay, they could have shortened it. But here's my thing. I didn't like the whole in and out portion of it because we got more talking than actual racing. Like we just saw
Denise,
little moments of them.
You gotta be kidding me.
On top of that, why not show, like, that's the cool part. Like, I want to see more of the backstage stuff. They could have raced outside. They could have, you know, had Matt Riddle with a little GoPro or something, you know. I just think they could have made it a lot more fun.
I do think it would have been fun if they got access to Paul Brown Stadium, which is literally two doors down where the Bengals play, and showed them racing around the football field right after the Bengals, you know, have
there
won.
You go. That would have been fun.
But the reason why he threaded in and out of the show is because it was an obnoxiously long race. Like,
okay, they could have shortened. They didn't have to make it 50 laps. I know, laps.
But that's a part of the joke is that, like, why the hell would they do 50 laps? That's, like, stupid. And that's part of it.
No, I wanted to see a legit, like, race, like, start to finish. I don't care if it was, like, just a little couple of inches. No. Like, bro, I want to see, like, start Denise. To finish go.
Denise doesn't care about a couple of little inches. My God. Denise.
I'm just trying to, and I know where you're going. Look, haven't you, like, ever, screw it, I'm done. Continue on.
Denise, I'm from Kentucky and I don't watch NASCAR. I'm not going
to
be.
I don't watch NASCAR either, okay? But I'm just saying I would have liked to see point A to point B and everything in between. They didn't have to do 50 laps.
You got to be kidding me. You want to see every left turn that they.
Yes, I do. They didn't have, but I'm saying like they could have literally done like, damn, put some cones, something. Sean, it pisses me off. They could have done literally, okay, they could have done this. They could have been like, okay, you're going to scooter from this point, from backstage, all the way to the ring, go through the ramp, back to the ring. I just want to see the whole thing in one continuous shot. To me, that's more exciting. I want to see like, oh, I don't want to just see like the ending. I want to see the whole thing. Let me enjoy it.
God, you want the Coen brothers to direct your race. I don't know what you're expecting. Denise, you heard it here first. Denise wants to see people go at it, and she doesn't care if it's down to a couple little inches. Riddle beat Otis. The match was fine. Riddle won. I'm cool with that. So Ronda Rousey comes out, honestly, cuts one of her more tame promos that we've seen. Thought it was pretty solid. She says, you know what? I'm going to pick who I'm going to face, but Becky really doesn't deserve my attention. Whoever faces me gets the biggest fight. And Becky's like, no. Let's be real. I'm the biggest fight. I am. What did you think of this interaction?
It was okay. It was okay. I just don't feel like I don't know. I kind of felt indifferent towards it. Like I wasn't like over the moon. I was more excited about what we saw afterwards, honestly.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that. But yeah. Like Rhonda's saying, Rebecca.
Okay,
over
that
and
was
over.
Funny. When she said Rebecca for but a like, second, I was
but
like
10 times.
She said it like, oh yeah, you're right.
She okay. said it a bunch. And then Becky's like, oh, you're using my government name. Good job. You know what Becky's short for.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, I don't mind, dude.
Anthony
okay.
says, Denise, don't listen to Denise. Inches do matter. Blue Chew. Absolutely. Step host appreciation. What are you doing, step host?
World's greatest step host right here, man.
Nerd Guru says, could Rhonda feel any less enthused? I could care less what she's doing. Well, she says, Becky versus Lita, LFG. Seriously, Rhonda didn't do anything good here. I remember Rhonda's promos before, Denise. I think a subdued Rhonda is way better than some of the promos she was cutting on Raw a few years ago.
I didn't think it was like terrible. I just didn't really care though. Like that's the problem. I think I thought she did feel like subdued in the actual Rumble itself. Like I didn't really think there was anything of a breakout there. But if anything stood out to me was really Becky Lynch during this promo because she was the one, you know, kind of going off about this. So to me, I did like that. I did like when she like shoved her and Becky Lynch was like, what the hell? And she got up right away. I did like that. I thought that was pretty cool. But like I said, I cared more about what happened afterwards.
Indeed. James says, I think we're on our way to women headlining title for title and a men's headlining title for title at WrestleMania. I mean, it would be a little poetic if this ended up being Becky, Charlotte, Ronda again, title for title, but I think we're going Bianca, Becky, Ronda, Charlotte. You got to remember, they got to pad out two nights. JoJo says, I could see Ronda two belts. That would be awful. Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need these titles consolidated. I think it'll be Charlotte this year, Becky next year. You build all year till Becky next year. And quite honestly, you don't need a title belt because everybody's going to know that Ronda's leaving again.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see both bouts on Ronda. I just think it would be a little bit too much.
Nerd Guru says, a robotic promo, a half-assed judo toss, same monotone promo. Not much has changed. Thank you, Becky and Lita, for saving that ending. I don't remember Ronda being monotone at all.
She wasn't spunky, you know?
Yeah. That's the thing.
She's just this is what I'm saying and this is what's happening, that sort of thing. But she's not like robotic. She's just more just like, this is just straightforward what I'm saying. When you have Becky come out, she's like, you know, doing all of this and all of that.
I just don't remember her being a monotone promo. I remember her being far over the top with her promos. No judo toss is half-assed from Ronda Rousey. That much I can assure you. Nerd Guru says, maybe it's just me, but I could not possibly give a shit about whatever the crux of the Flair Ronda feud is going to be. Did they just switch the Lita feud? Kind of. And let's get into that. Lita then comes out and challenges Becky to a match at Elimination Chamber. It is accepted after it is originally indicated that it'll be denied. I hope they practice this match a lot, because what I saw out of Lita at the Royal Rumble was not promising. She has not worked in a very, very, very long time. And I reported a couple weeks ago that they reached out to Lita to do some stuff with Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. When I watched Royal Rumble, I thought, man, they dodged a bullet. Because specifically, look at the spot where Lita runs into the corner. I let out a sigh of relief when Lita was knocked off the top rope and didn't do that moonsault. I just was concerned watching that. Now, Lita has not wrestled a singles match since 2006, since her retirement match against Mickey James. She's wrestled some tag matches and some battle royals. This will be her first singles match in over 15 years. And quite frankly, we almost never see layoffs like that. Like, Goldberg was a long time. And Goldberg was even less than that. What are you thinking here, Denise? I can tell you're excited. I'm curious. I like Lita. She's awesome. She's over.
All right. Well, I just want to say, first and foremost, that I really love Lita. And I will not tolerate any Lita slander whatsoever. What?
Slander?
None of it,
slander? Did you watch the match? Did you watch the match?
Yes, I did. But I won't take any of it, okay? None of it. All right?
Now,
Lita is my freaking, what's one of my goddamn heroes. So
she's great.
Yeah, exactly. So give her a second, man. Give her a little bit of a second here. I am so excited for this. Okay, I thought they were going to do Charlotte Lita because from the Rumble, I thought that that's what the tease, that's what I got from the Rumble, that was the tease. But I cannot tell you how excited I am for this. And truth be told, fangirl Denise, if fangirl Denise was booking this, I would have Lita win. And I don't expect her to win whatsoever. But fangirl me would definitely have Lita win, because I just think that this is very exciting for me. I can't tell you how excited I am about this.
So, I reported that Lita had talks with AEW last year. Part of me thinks, and this isn't a report, it's a hunch. I wonder if she went to WWE and said, hey, guess who I've been talking to? And they said, let's do a new deal. Can you wrestle several times? And she's like, hell yeah, let's do it. Give me that money. And good for, if this payday is similar to what other Saudi paydays have been, good for Lita. Good for Lita. I ain't going to complain about her securing the bag. That's for damn sure. I hope this match is good. I want it to be good because Lita was special when she was around. And so much of her career was done after a broken neck. And we are we're almost two decades removed from her breaking her neck at that. So she's in there with one of the best possible people in Becky Lynch to do it with. So
It feels like a big deal. To me, it feels like a big deal, honestly. I think it's one of those matches that you never thought you were actually going to see, for women's wrestling. And the fact that we're actually getting it, I'm looking forward to it. It feels special. It feels like a rare, little opportunity. And I do hope that the match is good too, because I think, Lita has such a good reputation for what she did. And the last thing that you want is for people to be tainted with a bad match.
Sure.
So you don't want that to happen. And I just feel I hope that
I really hope that the match is good, especially because just the interaction between them, it legitimately felt like a big deal. Like, you legitimately had two stars in that ring. You know, you have your, you know, your you, from the previous, you know, from the past era star with Lita, somebody that just did so much. And then you have Becky Lynch, who, like, in her own way, also did so much for women's wrestling. So they both did something great for women's wrestling, but it was, like, you know, different periods of time. So to me, it's just kind of cool to see them come together during this. So this felt like a big deal. Like, Becky Ronda to me was just like, whatever's all right, cool, thumbs up. Becky Lita, I was like, all right, I'm marking out. I don't care what anyone says.
And Lita and Trish are two of those people, and they were able to bring back Trish to face Charlotte, and it was a big deal. They were a couple of those people that overcame a lot of the dog shit booking of that era and became transcendent to where people who aren't wrestling fans now, a lot of them know who Lita and Trish Stratus are because they were fans or casual fans at that time. So I think it's good that they do this. If they're going to bring back all these male legends and people who... Goldberg... I'm glad they're bringing back people like Lita as well. There's to me, when I think of this match, I'm like, all right, I know that Lita can take the manhandle slam. Becky Lynch can do the armbar to anybody. I assume Lita can still do her moonsault. We know she can still do a twist of fate. She did that Lita Kanrana really well. They can play the hits and still have a fun match that will really appeal to the people that they want to appeal to. Because this doesn't need to be 10, 15, 20 minutes or anything like that. They can have a really good, fun, special match that's going to make a lot of people happy and get the desired reaction. Exactly.
And
get
the desired reaction. I'm stoked.
It's okay to follow the Hogan Rock route. It is the template. You have the legendary guy that can't do that much and the younger person that can still do stuff. And quite frankly, I don't know what the hell Lita's capable of in the ring. Like, maybe she can do a lot more than what I'm anticipating. I'm basing this just off the other night. I think they can pull off something. It's just, I hope it goes better than the Royal Rumble. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
K775 says, good thing Becky Lynch's husband has a wrestling school. Hell of a place to be, too. Justin Smith says, Becky Lita is my biggest dream match ever. Congrats on the Bengals win, Sean. Hi, Denise. That's why I think it's a good idea. Despite what I say about the performance in the Rumble match, I think this is a good idea to do because people give a shit, Denise. People need to give a shit.
Yeah, I agree. It's not every day that you can't, like, there's things that you, like, force yourself, I think, sometimes to get excited about. There's things that you're like, ah, that's cool, I'm looking forward to it. And then there's things where you're just like, oh, okay, we're getting down now.
Yeah. Comrade says, just connected the dots that Lita and Lynch will be a women's match in Saudi Arabia. Is this progress? I mean, they've had women's matches there before. Dorian says, all due respect to Lita, but Asuka Bayley are badly needed if WWE have to bring out a part-timer because they can't build credible women. Can't and won't are two different things. Yeah.
Also, this goes for both the men and the women too. Like,
yes, 100%.
One of the most boring aspects, like, here's the thing, like, the Royal Rumble itself is, like, badly booked, right? But at least there, like, even the people that were coming out, there was, like, hardly nobody, like, aside from your, like, your Randys and your some other couple of people that got pops. Like, so many people came out and you were just like, oh, it's that person. Why? Because they don't have stars.
Yeah.
For the dudes.
Guys, we're heading down the home stretch. Get in your super chats below here on YouTube.com/Fightful or get in your humper chats at humperchats.com. You can also leave those humper chats. If, like, maybe you're listening to the show on audio after the fact or on delay, you can leave a humper chat for an upcoming show. Just note in the humper chat what you want to leave it for, et cetera, et cetera. Luis picks them up. He puts them on the back end. JoJo says, are fans tired of Becky? The lack of reaction she had plus the heel turn. No one wants to see Charlotte versus Ronda if that happens. Read the room, WWE. I think Becky, for the Ronda feud, will turn babyface again. I think whenever they do Ronda and Becky, Ronda will say, I don't want to face big time backs. I want to face the man. And then by then, I mean, right now, Ronda's still getting babyface pops. Whether no matter what the internet says. She's getting pops. Becky, I don't think fans are getting tired of her. I think it'll be a case-to-case basis.
It's more of like she's still a star, so you're going to get that reaction from crowds that are like, you know, you got to keep in mind, like, a lot of these people still, you know, we're still getting, you know, first-time crowds since COVID and the longest time that we didn't have, you know, crowds and whatnot. So a lot of these cities, I don't remember the cities, but, like, a lot of these cities are, you know, they're people that are going to react and be like, oh shit, like, it's Becky Lynch. But the character itself, I mean, once, you know, she kind of, once you kind of get reminded of, like, oh, this is the Becky that we're getting, it's not necessarily too favorable. I'm warming up to it more and more each and every week, but it's still not something that I love.
Deuce says, Lita's back for that Saudi payday, huh? Disappointing. Could have been a Mania match if they played their cards right. To me, you got to see an established track record of Lita in the ring before you make something like that a WrestleMania match on that stage. We've got Riptide saying, Ivory was Tina Ferrari versus Glow. Someone from Glow wrestled in 2022. I want to put this over. I loved the Ivory RTC thing. There are a lot of people that have no idea just how ungodly over the RTC was. Go back and watch some of that stuff. They were mega heels. I think they should have been pushed even more. I think they were great. Here's an achievement that Ivory has that I really admire. First off, 60 years old doing a Rumble appearance. I know it was a comedy spot. I don't care. She still bumped to the outside. Denise, she has wrestled on pay-per-view in 5 different decades, dating back to the 1980s. And a lot of people are saying, oh, I didn't know that that Glow had a pay-per-view. They didn't. She was on AWA back in the day for a special pay-per-view. Then, of course, the 90s and 2000s in WWE. She had an appearance on a WWE pay-per-view in the 2010s. And then this, that is a very unique achievement. So, man, so happy to see her.
Dude, when I found, I didn't know she was 60. Like, I legitimately had no idea. I swear, I thought she was like 40-something years old. Like, I legitimately did not know she was 60 years old. And when I found out, I was like, the fuck? Her spot was hilarious. And it added, you know, I don't mind. I don't mind having comedy spots in the Rumble. I enjoy them when they're executed well. And I thought this one was executed very well. And just kudos to her. She looks amazing.
She was 40 in WWE. In a time where, quite frankly, I don't want to say 40-year-old women weren't welcome, but they were rare and almost non-existent in WWE. I mean, even a decade after Ivory, there would be a lot of women that would hit 30 and they'd be like, guess it's time to pack it up. Guess it's time to retire. And we're seeing a lot of them pop up now. Ivory is always has been a very special talent, so I was very happy to see her there. Trevor says, where does Bayley fit when she comes back? Bayley can fit everywhere, anywhere. She's so good. She better get something good for WrestleMania. If it's her and Sasha teaming back up and getting the tag titles or something like that, I'm cool with that. If it's her versus Sasha, I'm cool with that. Where do you think she fits?
I would prefer, out of those two options, versus Sasha. I don't think I want to see the tag team stuff again because that went on for such a long time. Yeah. I would prefer
you know, them going up against each other. But then at the same time, we have seen that for quite a bit. So it's just more of like, I think I would want Bayley in something new. But at the same time, it's got to be a big deal for WrestleMania. So seems like Sasha would be the best option because I can't think of anybody else.
Trevor L says, since when does Step Host not care about inches? They always do. Tommy Chong says, Step Host says it's not about the size, but the motion of the coasting. My God. JoJo says, I need Trish versus Sasha at Mania if she doesn't get a title match. Listen to the pop she got on SmackDown. She's over. She needs a Mania win. Trish and Lita against Sasha and Bayley is not one that I would hate to see.
Please, I would love that.
I would kind of love to see Bella Twins, Divas of Doom, Trish and Lita, Sasha and Bayley tag team title situation would be really cool. Even like as a all the past meets the present type of thing. Nerd Guru says Bayley and Sasha versus Trish and Lita. Exactly. Braun Wagner says, do you think Priest will eventually get that main event push or will he forever stay in the mid card? I think if he gains enough of a following, they will deem it necessary to do that. But as of now, it's hard to say. I think he's capable of it because I think he's got it. WWE just won't employ it.
Are we talking about Damian Priest?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think he's good enough to where he... I mean, I know he's good enough to do it. Yep. Somebody says, what about news on Sarah and Morgan? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't know. Dan the Man says, Denise is a legend. Well, there you go. Denise is a legend. Well, you know what else is a legend? NordVPN.com/Fightful. Use that code Fightful. Save 70% off and get one additional free month. You spend about the price of a cup of coffee a month and you end up saving yourself money. Also, guys, go to Fightful Overbooked. It's YouTube.com/Fightful Overbooked. Also, FightfulOverbooked.com. That is our new, sort of like an ESPN2 to our ESPN for Fightful. A lot of great shows, different things there, a different approach. Joel Pearl says, don't forget to subscribe. It's like ESPN2 or the Ocho, whichever you like better. They are on podcast platforms almost everywhere. We're working on getting them on Apple. So show them some love as well. There's a lot of great, talented people over there doing great things. We've got our clips channel at youtube.com/FightfulScraps. I am dropping my interview with Scotty Tuhati that I filmed a while back tomorrow. Everybody else did some, but I got him for about an hour talking about a lot of great stuff, including a unique demand from Linda McMahon, of all people. Ooh. Denise, what do you got going on besides everything?
Well, let me see. Honestly, the major thing that I want to honestly promote right now is just my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I am working so hard to try and get that to be something where I don't got to work 1 million places. I could maybe just work for me. So, Sean, your face was
you could sell. Listen. You could also sell crack. Hear me out.
Oh, thanks. You could sell crack. Great, viable option. Anyways, yeah. But... seriously, youtube.com/Denise Salcedo. I am basically posting so much content up there. I got a lot of interviews. Obviously, I did the Royal Rumble post show with Kate and Izzy, which was really fun. We did a prediction show as well. And I have just like tons of videos up there. And there's more to become that are coming soon. So please go there. I officially surpassed over 51,000 subscribers. So go there. And then Twitter and Instagram @_Denise Salcedo. Oh, and guess what? I'm exploding again on TikTok. Oh, yeah.
I see you posting there more often.
Yeah. I got like so many, like hundreds of new followers. I don't even know why, but they went and they followed. So it was one of those things where I posted like a ton of videos and then I woke up the next day and saw that they all did really well. And then I saw like I went up by like a couple hundreds of followers. So go to TikTok too. And then that's about it. That's all I've got.
Guys, also FightfulMag.com. We got Danhausen on the cover, articles on Dewdrop. We had EC3 and Nate Marquardt write for us, articles on Minoru Suzuki, Jake Paul, WCW, NWO Revenge. There's so much stuff at Fightful. I'll be dropping, I think, my Liv Morgan interview later this week as well. But most importantly, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We break more pro wrestling news than anybody, more accurately than anybody as well. We've got exclusive news there every single day. And the next few days are going to have some juicy stuff in it. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. Until next time, we're out.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.